So this is what a photographer's studio looks like. It's nice. You've got everything all set up. Fake clouds everywhere and little paintings of cherubs with harps. I like your view of heaven. Oh, no, I'm not the model you were expecting. There's been a last-minute change. I hope you don't mind. This is the last nude centerfold for the last actual physical magazine that was printing nudes. Well, tasteful nudes, at least. Your magazine is famous, and it's a little sad that this era will be ending. The thing is, I've seen a lot of the magazines. All of them, actually. The girls were always so beautiful. The photos so well taken. The erotic and artistic blended together perfectly. I've had a foolish fantasy for years now to someday be a centerfold for this magazine, specifically. This issue is my last chance. So I took it. No. Stop worrying about the other model. I know this was worked out months ago, but I think you'll be happy with me. Especially given the theme of this last pictorial. After all, who better to pretend to be an angel than an actual angel? Oh, please put down that phone. I'm not crazy. Well, at least, not about being an angel. I guess my sanity is in doubt about wanting to be a centerfold, but it's something I have to do. Ah, it's the wings, isn't it? Or lack thereof. I wasn't sure if you would want them in the photos or not, and they tend to attract the wrong kind of attention. I am more than just a pair of wings. I've got some really nice breasts, and a really sweet ass. I picked this dress specifically to show them off, and it worked. I got so many looks just walking through this building. But I see that you have fake wings here, so you must want the model to have fake wings in the pictures. And you need proof, so. There. We've got wings. This dress left enough room for me to manifest them without destroying it. Are you happy now? Of course they're real! Wait, are we talking about the wings or my breasts? In either case, they're both real. Frankly, the brush should make me more valuable than most of your models anyway. I've been reading your magazine through the eyes of sinning men since the very first issue over 60 years ago. Lust is a sin, after all. And this magazine filled so many men with it. The models used to be all natural. But that has changed over time. But me, well, I'm still exactly how God made me. I suppose it's time that you saw that for yourself, though. I don't consider my wings to be my best attribute. You should see the parts I am most proud of. I can just shrug out of this dress and let it fall to the floor. See? Perfection. It helps that you're seeing me with my wings and a bit of a divine glow to me. It's like I just applied Photoshop to my entire body in real life. And I'm already pretty hot in my human form. I could even do the halo if you want. But that might be too much. Oh, look. I just manifested a divine glowing sword. I could do the whole avenging angel bit. Or maybe I'm just a little miffed that you aren't already taking pictures of me. I mean, you are standing there in front of an actual angel with a really rocking body. You're holding a camera. If nothing else, you could sell the pictures to some tabloid website or something. But I'd much rather appear as the centerfold in this last magazine. I'd really rather not smite you. I'm honestly a big fan of your work. I think this last centerfold will make you even more famous, even if people don't believe I'm a real angel. I'm still the most physically perfect woman you'll ever get a chance to photograph. This body must appeal to the artistic side of you. Not only that, it must appeal to the lustful side of you as well. Don't you want to see me? A woman with a body like this, and an actual angel at that, to display herself for you and your camera? I know you like women. Quite a lot, actually. I told you, I can see it when men sin. I've seen it when you fornicated with so many of your past models. I've never been photographed before. But I've also never laid with a man before. Mortal or otherwise. Maybe today could be a day of two first times for me? Would you like that? Would you like to make love to an angel after you photograph her? Or it can even be before. It's not like you can mar my perfection in any way. We could fornicate for hours. But when we're done, I can reset myself to my divine form again and be just as good as new. I can see that my offer has aroused your interest. More than your interest, actually. I can feel the lust rising in you. Pride as well. Because you'd be one of the few mortals to have slept with an actual angel. And the only one in hundreds of years. It's usually a male angel and a mortal woman, so this would be even more unusual. You have so many cameras here. I know you meant to document this entire photo shoot. I don't mind if you want to record our copulation. Go ahead and turn on the video cameras. Perhaps you can set some of these cameras to take pictures automatically? It will be something special to remember me by. Or I could just pull the knowledge from your mind. And with a simple snap of my fingers, there. This is all being recorded now. For posterity and history, and, well, for you to probably masturbate to for the rest of your life. But masturbation is such a lonely act. I get to see so much of that kind of thing. I much prefer watching actual sex. Actually, I'm honestly looking forward to being an active part of it. I hope you won't think it too forward of me if I undressed you. I could snap my fingers and make your clothes disappear. But where's the fun in that? I think you like to be undressed by a woman. And I think I like undressing you. Slowly and carefully taking off your shirt and exposing your shoulders, your chest. Then I can undo your belt followed by unzipping your pants. They'd fall to the floor, just like my dress did earlier. You're just standing there in some boxers now. And, oh, it's just so much harder to hide how hard you are. I'm not the only one who can summon a weapon, apparently. But let us free yours from its scabbard by taking off your last bit of modesty. I've seen so many penises before. Or, I guess cocks is the most common word these days. But this is the first one I've seen through my own eyes. And so close. It's maybe not as perfect as my body, but I adore how it looks nonetheless. Humans are defined by their imperfection, starting with original sin. It's what makes your world so appealing to me. I know it's a sin. Good girls don't do it. Or good angels, either. But I still want to put your cock into my mouth. To blow you, I think they call it. A form of sodomy. But heaven doesn't take as strict an opposition as they did in the past. Like masturbation, it's just something that St. Peter gives you a hard time about after you die. But no one ever gets denied admission to heaven because of it. I know how much mortal men like it from witnessing their sin. Let me see how much I can make you enjoy it. Angels don't need to eat or drink. So this is the first thing I've ever had in my mouth. But I quite like the experience. Maybe. Maybe not as much as you, though. But it makes me feel even better seeing how much you enjoy it. I hope I'm doing as well as any mortal woman. But I do have an advantage over most human women. Angels don't have a gag reflex. Since we don't eat, we don't get sick. I can deep throat your cock when you're ready. And then my first meal can be your seed. spilling your semen recklessly is another sin. That isn't all that big of a deal anymore. Except it will be to me. I want to taste it and feel what it's like to have something inside of me. Don't worry about wearing yourself out. I can restore your energy after you orgasm. You're getting excited. So excited. Bring me so close to orgasm with my mouth. With my hands. And soon my throat will finish you off. I can tell you like the idea. So, get ready. I will take all of it as deep into my throat as it will go. Your poor cock. It's never been drained quite like that, has it? Don't worry. I just have to breathe gently on it, and it will be good as new. Just watch. There. Good as new. Except I left my saliva on it. That will help when you take me, I assume. Although, I am so wet just from thinking about the sex and the centerfold. That probably won't be necessary. Normally, I'd recommend missionary position. It's kind of the officially recommended way of doing it. But the wings would make it more difficult. I could put them away, but I kind of like having them out. And what good is it to fornicate? No. To fuck an angel if she doesn't look the part. Maybe you can lie down on that bed that looks like a giant cloud, and I could be on top? The woman being on top isn't a big deal now, as it when Lilith insisted on it. And it makes sense for the two of us. I am anxious to show you what I can do while sitting on your cock. I could climb onto the bed with you. But why do that when I can fly? The wings are partly for show. I can levitate without them just fine. And too much beating of them would make such a mess of the room, don't you think? They can just beat slowly and rhythmically as I fly over the bed and hover over you, kneeling in the air over you, With my legs parted just like this, you can... you can see my... Well, pussy is your favorite word, isn't it? You can see my pussy. Perfect and perfectly drenched as I slowly float down. My knees touch the bed first, but then I go a little lower and my pussy touches your cock. The first mortal to touch my pussy. That feel. Just that feel of the head of your cock pressing against me. Is as divine as anything I've ever encountered. But if I slow down the beating of my wings, then the more of my weight presses down onto you, and onto your cock until... slowly sink my pussy down into your cock. Taking it all into my virginal, angelic body. It feels so much better in there than in my mouth. I feel all the same sensations a human woman could, except more intensely. I can feel every bit of your cock inside me. And now, as I slowly begin to move my pussy up and down your cock, I can feel that too. How my pussy squeezes around your cock, and is stretched out to accept its wonderful shape and size. Even though this is my first time, I've seen so much sex that I know how to move my pussy for you. Up and down, and rocking forward and backward on you. I can even feel some of what you're feeling, since this is technically a sin. And I can use that information to please you even more effectively. Go ahead. Touch my perfect breasts if you want. Touch my perfect, natural breasts with your mortal hands. They've never known anyone else's touch but mine. And God's when he formed my body from the chaos. But your hands and your cock bring chaos back to my body. And as sucking your... and as nice as sucking your cock was... fucking it is so much better. So filling. So fulfilling. Oh, I feel envy for mortal women that can do this all of the time. Let me show you what heaven feels like. At least as close as a mortal can be. As close as a mortal can be to it before they die. When we orgasm. When we come. That will be a perfect, divine moment between us. Even better than the feel of my angelic pussy bouncing up and down on your cock. Go ahead. Plant your seed in me. Fill my divine womb with your cum. As much as you filled my stomach. God, I can feel it. I feel it. Your cum, my orgasm. As powerful as the Holy Spirit inside of me. If I don't become a centerfold, that was worth the trip coming down from heaven. But I do still want it. I want to be the last centerfold for your magazine. Look, I'll lift myself off of you, and with but a thought, the sweat is gone from my body. My hair is back in its place. My pussy looks perfect again. The only difference is from before we started, is that I still have your cum inside me still. So what do you say we take the pictures now and make my dreams come true? Well, if angels had dreams, since we don't sleep. But you know what I mean. And then, afterwards, as a reward to you and to me, we can fuck for the rest of the day in whatever way you want to. There are so many other wonderful and sinful sexual acts we can still try before I have to go back to heaven. I'm not in such a hurry to go back, though. Sometimes, heaven is a place on earth.